Robinhood's Hood Week is here. 12 days, 3 legendary offers, and unlimited bonus amounts. Earn 3% on IRA transfers with Robinhood Gold, 2% on transfers with at least a $10,000 margin balance, and 1% on brokerage transfers until October 27th. Hood Week ends soon, so visit Robinhood.com/Hood Week. Investing is risky. Bonus offer subject to terms and conditions. Visit Robinhood.com/Hood Week for more information. Margin is not suitable for all investors. Robinhood Gold is offered through Robinhood Gold, LLC, and is a subscription offering services for a fee. Brokerage services offered through Robinhood Financial, LLC. Member SIPC. A registered broker dealer.
Everyone wants to make a stake in this competition to at least reach the semi-final. Then we know that, look, for all your efforts, you were able to achieve this feat, not only getting seeded, but also I made it to the semi-finals. And if you're in the semi-finals, obviously you can easily get into the final. So it's going to be a very close contest. I mean, in as much as they are regional champions, if they want to rely on that accolade, and they can be surprised. But I want to believe that they'll keep that level and ensure that they win the contest as well.
Okay, all right. Well, how would they ask you to tip any school, because you're a very neutral person?
Yeah,
but then I know your last words to all the schools.
Well, I wish all the competing schools the best of luck. For all those who have made it this far, I keep saying that they've gotten this far not only because they just got it, but it was on merit. And so I wish them all the best of luck.
Okay, all right. We'll still speak to you on our last build up for the last contest for today. Thank you very much, Mr. Ajo. All right. We're still here. And just as I said, the contest is live on Joy Prime. And real soon, we'll start for the first contest for the day between Accra Academy, St. John's School, and Tamasco. Let me thank our sponsors once again. The 2024 National Science and Maths Quiz is produced by Primetime Limited and sponsored by the Ghana Education Service in partnership with GOL PLC, and supported by Pepsodent, Jupay Money Transfer, Prudential Life Insurance Ghana, Betamot, ALS, Kivo, Bell Beverages, Flora Tissues, Coronation Insurance, Accra College of Medicine, University of Mines and Technology, Academic City, University College, PMMC Jewelry, GTP, YFM, and the Girl Mac Foundation. The broadcast of the 2024 National Science and Maths Quiz on Joy News is supported by NASCO, Vitamilk, Virtual Security Africa, Ace Medical Insurance, Bills Financial Technologies, DBS Roofing, Syntex Tanks, Family Health Medical College, Chopper Technologies, Action Secondary Technical School, DPS Pipes, and Wakana. Well, this contest kickstarts pretty soon, but then the last contest will still be on Joy Prime and Joy News, which will be between Keta SHTS and Priso SHS and Achimota School. We'll be bringing you more up-to-speed details on what happens during all of these contests. I'm Jacqueline Ansumayabua, and over to you back in the studio as we kickstart with this contest.
Well, Jacqueline Ansumayabua delivering. And today is going to be a hot one. And I pray that Accra Academy makes it through, else my director is going to bleed. He's going to bleed massively. So I pray that Accra Academy scales, because the Tamasco boys, the Lions are roaring. They don't play. So if Accra Academy gets beaten, my director will bleed. But anyway, let me just celebrate.
Happy birthday going out to Loretta Ifua Kwache.
Indeed.
AKA Buddy. Happy birthday, girl. I wish you the very best.
I don't know what naughty things you people have been up to that she's
I saw that she received a balloon package and it says Happy birthday, Buddy. So,
you have to expose her like that. Anyway, on the matter of exposing people, this is from Samuel Kojo Brace. And he says, it's a long message. I'm going to cut it short. He says, Mr. Roland Kwe, I call him the prof, an accomplished man, yet very humble. And he says, since I met you, you've always mesmerized me with your intellect and readiness to help someone grow. He talks about how you took personal interest in him since his wonderful mates, Martin and B, introduced you, and the rest is history. He says, you've been a constant support system in his business journey and personal life. And today, the whole world must stop to celebrate you. The words of Samuel Kojo Brace. So God bless you. Age in grace and continue to excel. Happy birthday, Mr. Roland Kwe, Managing Partner, New Age Agric Solutions Limited. Mr. Roland Kwe, Managing Partner, New Age Agric Solutions Limited. Happy birthday from Samuel Kojo Brace and from the rest of us to you. Enjoy your day.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us on this Wednesday edition of the AM Show, the best breakfast show on the block, the Ben and Sweetie Show. We're back on your screens tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of our programs. It's the all women driven special conversation on women, power, and politics.
Mr. Speaker, we shouldn't learn to be our own. A woman is coming, jubilate. Let us rally behind a woman.
Tune in to Joy News, Joy Prime, and Joy 99.7 FM for an engaging live broadcast of women, power, and politics on Thursday, the 24th of October, 2024, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. This all-women dialogue will bring together trailblazing women politicians and a renowned gender advocate to explore how women are leveraging politics and leadership to reshape governance, national development, and corporate decision-making. Mark your calendars for a powerful conversation you don't want to miss. Women, power, and politics. Live, real, and impactful.
Welcome to a quick tutorial on the Ghana Knowledge and Skills Bank. Visit www.gksb.gov.gh to access the platform. In this tutorial, we will take you through past questions on the platform. To do that, you must first log in. Find and click on Past Questions in the menu bar. Click on your preferred exam tab, choose your subject, and select any of the years. Access both Objectives Section A and Subjectives Section B. Select a mode. Solve the questions, submit for grading, and view your results instantly. Need a second shot? Use the retake option anytime. That's it for today. Keep learning and good luck.
Every day, people have money emergencies. Ma, I need my school fees emergency. My chop money emergency. Emergency.
Crash it. I'm your rent.
Emergency. Now, there's a new emergency number in town.
More money, challenge and enjoyment. At the top life we got.
Dial *770# for all your money emergencies from Chop Life.
Dial *770# for money emergencies and get easy and quick access to your money, loans, and other banking needs. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
Cape Coast, including founding dean, Faculty of Educational Foundations, College of Education Studies, Foundation Head, Department of Guidance and Counseling, Hall Tutor, and Senior Hall Tutor of Atlantic Hall. But today he is the Foundation Vice Chancellor of the University of Environment and Sustainable Development, UESD, in Somanya. He's also served as Chairman and Member of the Public and Private Boards and Councils and is the first Chairman of the National Teaching Council Board when the Teacher Education Division of the Ghana Education Service was merged with the National Teaching Council, NTC. Under his chairmanship, the Ghana Teacher Licensure Examinations was introduced in September 2017, along with significant steps toward professionalization of teaching in Ghana. He served as a member of the National Commission for Tertiary Education Council, a member of the Academic and Technical Committees of NCTE Council, and was appointed a member of the Policy Advisory Committee of Ghana Tertiary Education Commission in February 2024. He is a member of the Ghana Psychological Council and an accredited public relations professional of the Institute of Public Relations Ghana and a member of the Chartered Institute of Human Resource Management Ghana. He's a fellow of the Chartered Institute of Administrators and Management Consultants Ghana and a fellow of the Institute of Directors Ghana, elected fellow of the Ghana Teaching Regulatory Agencies for his significant contributions to the development of the teaching profession nationally and internationally. Clearly, chairpersons don't come as distinguished, illustrious, and as decorated as our very own, the Foundation Vice Chancellor of the University of Environment and Sustainable Development. Make welcome our chairperson for today, the Professor Eric Nyako Sampson.
Chief Director of the Ministry of Education, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Get Fund, and my university teacher, he's my first degree teacher, Professor Dominic Phobi, Administrator of the Get Fund, my colleague VCs and registrars who are here. I want to stand on the protocols established by the MC or by the administrator. I wish to express my delight to be invited to the 2024 Stakeholders Forum by Ghana Education Trust Fund and to chair the event. This event, I am informed, is geared toward ensuring greater and enduring harmonious relationship building with external stakeholders of the fund. It is also to bring to the fore the open door policy of Get Fund based on transparency and accountability of stewardship to engender a positive phase of the fund's role in quality education. These are things I got from the letter of invitation. So if they are different, I don't know. This engagement, as we are gathered here, as others, is intended to provide opportunity for the fund and beneficiary institutions to share success stories. And we can see that in this one. And when we listen to the administrator, we will see the wonderful things, as we are told, have been done. And brainstorm on funding challenges and ways of improving the education sector. Thus, the theme, supporting the delivery of quality education, the impact of Get Fund in contemporary education financing in Ghana. Chief Director, as I register my acceptance to chair this occasion, please permit me to make a few remarks. Education is a major instrument for promoting the social, economic, political, and cultural development of any nation. A country's economic growth depends on its manpower development resulting from its investment in education. And that is what I agree more when the administrator earlier said that this program is for the young people who are gathered here, because they are at the investment of a country in terms of education. It is through education that the much-needed manpower to accelerate the growth and development of the country are provided. Education in Ghana is funded through a variety of sources, such as grants from Government of Ghana, the Get Fund, development partners, internally generated funds by the institutions, and contributions from students and the private sector. In Ghana and many other developing countries, the paths and sources of substantial investment in and provision of quality education have to be explored and identified as the surest path for national development. Often, the gap between apparent commitment and actual delivery deserves a review or a rethink. And I'm sure my colleague Vice Chancellor is here will note this one. The commitment and actual delivery, how much is given and how much you get. And so it causes for a rethink of what other avenues in terms of finance. This challenge arises from limited public funding, high poverty levels, and competing public demands for education, health, and infrastructure, exacerbated by rapid population growth and increasing global pressure to enhance education access and quality. I am certain that the intent and desire of the state and government to to provide quality accessible education to its citizens and the constraints of inadequate financial resources resulted in the setting up of the fund, that is the GET fund. The interplay between sufficiency, that is securing resources, and efficiency, achieving results or returns in education financing, must be greatly considered. How do we then ensure that we've been able to raise what we've been able to raise is used for the purpose for which it was set? What is available? What can we contain? Considering the impact of GET Fund in contemporary education financing in Ghana, it will give us the opportunity to possibly consider other educational finance approaches. For instance, adequacy approach funding, equity approach funding, and efficiency approach funding. Whichever it is, the bottom line is the fact that education must be for public good and it must be well funded, oftentimes irrespective of the cost, and this has proven to be true here in Ghana, at least for the free SHS. And funding made available, or avenues for available funding, should be kept, should be guarded and guided to serve the purpose for which it was set. And this is what we are here for, to listen to how well the fund has served the purpose for which it was set. I therefore solicit your support and participation for this program to be a success. I thank you very much.
One more time, ladies and gentlemen, our chairperson for today, Professor Eric Nyako Sampson. Oh, clapping is free. We're grateful that you've accepted to chair this event with all your expertise that you bring to bear. It is my pleasure also to acknowledge in the set of secondary schools here in present, Frafraha SHS. Let's see you up on your feet. There they are. A round of applause for you. We're also joined by universities and university colleges. Make welcome in our midst, Accra Technical University. Presby College. There you are. UPSA. The rest of them are in the lecture halls, we understand. Let's make welcome Accra College of Education. Thank you. Pentecost University. Lovely. PWC. I believe it's Presbyterian Women's College of Education. Where are you? PWC. Okay. Ghana School of Law, Makola. Thank you. Presbyterian College of Education, Ekropong. All right. Yes, thank you very much. But we're glad also by the presence of the Director General of the CTVET, Dr. Fred Che Asamoah. Make him welcome with a round of applause. Thank you very much. It has fallen to this government particularly to deliver on all her promises as part of education, or in respect of education, and even done more. Today, it would have been very nice to have the Minister of Education really speak to the theme we're reflecting on. But instead, he is represented by Mrs. Mamle Andrews, the Chief Director. Would you please make a welcome with a round of applause?
Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. Good morning. Great. So I'm standing here on behalf of my minister, the Honorable Dr. Yao Sei Richum, who unfortunately could not be here because of a pressing national assignment, but noting the importance of the stakeholder engagement, he asked that I represent him. So, on his behalf, I'd like to read his statement to each and every one of you. So, Board Chair, Prof Chair, Honorable Professor Dominic Phobi, Administrator of the GET Fund, colleague board trustees, members, I acknowledge you, management of GET Fund, I acknowledge you all, and dear stakeholders sitting in this auspicious auditorium, I acknowledge you all. And read that on behalf of the Minister for Education, it is an honor to share with you the impact of the GET Fund, the Ghana Education Trust Fund, that the Ghana Education Trust Fund has had on education in the past years. He's happy to share the remarkable progress that we have witnessed through the GET Fund and the significant contribution to our educational landscape. GET Fund has indeed been instrumental in uplifting the education infrastructure across all levels in all 16 regions of Ghana over the last 20 years. And we are all witnesses to this. The fund has positively impacted the quality of education delivery and ensuring that every child has access to quality education in a safe, conducive learning environment. At the Ministry of Education, our main purpose is to ensure that quality education is given to every child within the country, and every child has access to education, to quality education. This is all geared towards the objective ensuring that the human capital of this country is secured for national development. So it is on this note that the Minister for Education commends the Board of Trustees for the support in deepening creativity in our students through digitalization, whilst ensuring prudent management of the fund per the Act, the GET Fund Act 2000, Act 581, as amended. Board Chair, Administrator, ladies and gentlemen, the construction of model STEM schools, e-blocks, and TVET centers of excellence stand as a testament to the GET Fund's success stories. Today, as we gather, it provides a platform for the Board of Trustees and management of the GET Fund to engage with you as key stakeholders to discuss these success stories, together discuss the challenges, and find solutions for the way forward. The Minister looks forward to hearing from the Administrator of the GET Fund as he shares his insights on and accounts to us as all good people of our dear country on what progress has been made over the years by the GET Fund. GET Fund, with its dedicated focus on science, technology, engineering, and math education, has been instrumental in transforming educational infrastructure in Ghana. And one of the primary areas of GET Fund's impact is to advance STEM and TVET education in Ghana. STEM education, we all know, prepares our youth for the challenges and opportunities of the 21st century and equips them with global competitiveness and local innovation. Whilst TVET, on the other hand, also produces skilled and adaptable workforce, supporting our local industries to deliver on their mandates. GET Fund should therefore continue to prioritize these areas and ensure that the state-of-the-art facilities and resources are available for our students. The Minister wants us to know that he is delighted to see the surge in local scholarships. These scholarships will enable our scholars, our students, to access quality education even in areas where facilities are lacking. This indeed aligns with our commitments to ensuring equal opportunity and inclusive education. And as we move forward, he encourages the GET Fund to expand its efforts and partnerships with local institutions, educational institutions, and industry stakeholders. He encourages that we invest in modern laboratories, advanced technology, and highly qualified educators to provide the world-class STEM and TVET education that this country so much needs. GET Fund has aligned with the government's agenda specifically in the field of STEM and TVET. And by investing in STEM and TVET scholarships, we empower our youth to take these opportunities and to compete globally. The impact of GET Fund on contemporary education is indeed commendable. Minister expresses his gratitude to GET Fund for the redirection of funds towards local scholarship and a cost-effective approach that benefits our students and preserves our resources. We commend the leadership for the unwavering dedication to improving our educational system. And we know that together we are shaping a brighter future for Ghana, where each and every student, regardless of their background, can access the best of education and realize the full potential for the benefit of our dear nation. So on behalf of the Honorable Minister, we thank you for your commitment to our shared education, to our shared vision for a more educated and empowered country. And he says thank you and wishes you the very best of the stakeholder forum. Thank you very much.
One more time, a round of applause for Ghana's Minister for Education, speaking to us through the Chief Director, Mrs. Mamle Andrews. Thank you very much, and please extend our warmest delight and appreciation to the Minister for all his efforts to promote an inclusive, educated, and empowered Ghanaian citizenry through education. The Minister spoke about positive impact. He also spoke about challenges and areas for improvement. He spoke about reforms and recommendations, but most importantly, outlined some recent developments, for which reason this gives us enough fodder to go into the conversation, but not until we've had a presentation on the theme we're reflecting on. Is it okay if I tell you a story? Oh, come on, is it okay if I tell you a story? Okay. And so once upon a time, it fell to an illustrious Ghanaian to transform the face of this institution, GET Fund. He spearheaded transformative reforms since his coming into office and has enhanced financial support given by GET Fund in support of the delivery of quality education. His achievements include a comprehensive reform of GET Fund operations across projects, scholarships, and internal processes. Under his leadership, the Infrastructure Audit Initiative was launched, assessing the quality, progress, and locations of GET Fund financed projects. He revitalized the project unit into a project monitoring and evaluation department staffed with professionals, architects, surveyors, and construction engineers. He established the zonal monitoring offices across the country and introduced financial clearance systems, further strengthened GET Fund capacity to implement its budget and mandate effectively. In response to the rapid rise in enrollment due to the free SHS policy, he supported the delivery of over 588 secondary emergency intervention projects, mitigating infrastructure gaps. And his tenure also saw the initiation of an impressive 2,251 plus projects spanning basic, secondary, TVET, and tertiary education, as well as the Transformational Model Schools Initiative. His influence even extends to the scholarship program, where he championed reforms. These included a focus on STEM fields, increased support for local universities, equitable distribution of awards with a focus on girl education, and the introduction of a scholarship monitoring program.
His commitment to technological advancements resulted in the transition to an effective online scholarship management system. And that, my friends, is a short story of a visionary committed to supporting the improvement of education and fostering innovation. Would you please, with a round of applause, welcome our transformational leader, Dr. Eric Ampofo Buedu. Now, is that all you can do for such progress, spearheaded by a leader of innovation and transformation?
Good morning once again. I'll start on the already protocol that others have been able to stand on. But before I start with my presentation, it looks like the room is a bit dull. I'll begin with something that happened somewhere in the country at some other time or time in the past. A pastor on trying to raise funds, the annual harvest that they do in their locality, in their churches, was so enthused because of the funds that he got that day, and forgetting about himself, he just jumped out and then said, "Kwafo, mumo sika imoja imane." He didn't know, because of the quantum of money that he's gotten, I'm just praying that today we will not be carried on that level, and I may be swayed away on the massive project that we're coming to see today and the work that we've done. So today, no Sika Imoja by the choir. Everyone sitting here, you, you all make contributions to get funded. I meet people and then they ask me, "So you say you are working at Get Farm. Where does your money come from?" But you forget that when you go to your locality and buy milk, you go to the restaurant and then eat. Whatever that officially you buy, there's a small thing there, Get Farm levy. So they tax you. They tax you. Collectively, that money that we get is what is the source of. One of you here, you contribute to Get Fund. And we at Get Fund, we see that we have to be transparent, and we should come back to you and let you know how we spend the money that you've given us. So I'd like us to look at it is supporting the delivery of quality education, the impact of Get Fund on contemporary education. And I'll begin with our mandate. I'll talk about a snapshot that is in 2012, as we are all gathered here. What is Get Fund all about? And then I'll go back and then talk about how this was achieved through government support by the fund and the journey that we've gone through to today, and then the way forward. The way forward, it's very amazing. So the Get Fund was created by an Act of Parliament, Act 2000, Act 581, and it started operation in August 2001. And it has a core mandate to provide supplementary funding for tertiary, secondary, basic, the agencies under the ministry, and other agencies that are prior to the Ministry of Education. They also operate on government policy and program support. And the most famous part, that's a scholarship. If the about 70%, if we ask them, what do you know about Get Fund? They will just tell you that, oh, scholarship. I think the students here are also learning something, or they want to know how scholarship, they will benefit from scholarship. But that takes just 5% of our budget. So there are more to the money that we get. As at 2024, September, that is the last quarter that we left, Get Fund was owing contractors to about 0.9 of a billion. That is about 900, there are about million Ghana cedis. The total number of projects, 11,248. That is since Get Fund inception. So far, 11,248 projects. Out of which 7,679 has been completed. The same snapshot in September from looking at projects from January to September. So, as of January 2017 or December 2016. There are 3,897 ongoing projects, 2,749 initiated projects. So from 2017 up to date, 2,749 projects, out of which 3,077 projects are completed, leaving us with 3,569 ongoing projects. We'll be talking about numbers, and then we'll relate the numbers to something else. We've been able to... So we have three monitoring zonal offices in the country. One in Kumasi, one in Accra, and one in Tamale. Now we look at the government's achievements from 2017 to 2024. So we're going to talk about our stewardship, the Board of Trustees and Management from 2017. You can see the E-block, the built industry, and we talk of educational support and educational quality improvement. So you see the model schools, that's a pictorial representation. You see the buses that have been lined up. A lot of schools benefited from the buses. Before 2017, no government has been able to make provision of such a huge amount of buses for schools to benefit. So you see, when you're moving through town, you see a bus and then you see that donated by Get Fund. It means that the taxes that you are using, that is where it comes from. Then district education units, they were provided with buses. That is the first time in Ghana. Then, education, we also try to improve the quality of education. So we begin with the built infrastructure. And you see that beautiful edifice in there. That is the 9 model schools. And we go on to the breakdown in the 16 regions. That is the 2,709 plus schools by regional distribution. So if you look at it, this is a very good achievement. 101. Secondary school, 1,161. The model schools, 9. TVET centers, 4. And tertiary, 74. So by regional representation, we go into the down. We have Ahafo, Bono, and you see iconic projects that we've done in there. So that is Bono. And the building that you see there is Kwasi SHS, Ekunfi Amiyao SHS, Notre Dame SHS. So for the basic, when you break it down, 158, secondary school 131, tertiary 7. We move on to Oti region and Volta region. For Oti region, basic 260, secondary 64, tertiary 7. And Sogakope SHS, EP SHS, and OT SHS, and even many more. Then we move on to Savannah, which has 114 basic school, and then secondary school 87, tertiary 5. And you see that the one that is in, I think you see it as bluish, it is the only project that was initiated in this government at the tertiary level and then completed. And this was recently commissioned by His Excellency Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Then, in Upper West, Northeast region, you see Konongu SHS, Ekongu SHS, Borgatanga Girls SHS, Tumu SHTS. Region, we go on to Central, Western, and then Western North. And there, basic 197, secondary 191, TVET 1, tertiary 13. You see that beautiful edifice by Addis Adel College. That was the its assembly hall. Very, very beautiful. And Infantuman girls also have their share. Then in Ashanti region, basic school 41451, secondary school 281, TVET 2, tertiary 2, 12, sorry. And Ofensu North, St. Louis College of Education in Bro. That edifice is also a nice one. Then we come to Eastern. It also follows the same. 392, 298, TVET 1, tertiary 18. So these are initiated projects. Now we come to project completion update. If you all remember, when the free SHS came on, enrollment tripled. The numbers went up. So it means that we had to find a way to accommodate the students in there. So we had to refocus ourselves, and we had to also complete the legacy projects, because you cannot say that there's been increment in the system. So you have to build only new projects to absorb the student. So you have to do multiple things at the same time. So completion of legacy projects, the E-block was targeted. The secondary education improvement projects was also continued. New secondary school emergency projects. And then there was also the increase in support for the ministry and its agencies. I can say that the collaboration with Get Fund and then the various agencies under the ministry, the 8 years has been the most, I don't even know the word to use, but the collaboration has been good. Funding has been so well, and that is how come most of the agencies under the ministry are now performing, because Get Fund is supporting them for them to do their work. The figure that you see there, 3,077, these are the projects that has been completed since 2017. And when you look at the figures, the legacy project from 2017 and the current projects, you see that the legacy projects are more than what the new ones. This is the bank, those that say that we've abandoned projects, because the facts here shows that more of the legacy projects have been completed than those ones that have been initiated. So in the banks, that assertion that we hear on the news that Get Fund has abandoned projects, Get Fund has abandoned projects, the facts here is that even in terms of percentage, you will find out that about 580 more legacy projects were completed compared to that. And in terms of percentage, it's about 19% more than the new ones that has been initiated. So that assertion that the fund has deliberately left those projects, and I will give you an insight why most of the projects, even though a chunk has been completed, some are still ongoing. Another controversial project is the E-blocks. And for the E-blocks, as at 2016 December, the total number of the E-blocks that Get Fund funded is 101. 101. In December 2016, only 22 of them have been completed. As we're speaking, 16 has been completed. 21, most of the contractors left the site. Not because they've not been paid, but for a reason. The contract wasn't economically viable. So for the E-blocks, the reason why the contract, a lot of them were not, the contractors left the site, was mainly due to the contract not being economically viable. So we had to come sit down with them. That's one of the problems. We had to come sit down with them and then revise the rates. 21 of them have gotten the go ahead. 15 are now awaiting rate revision before they can go on to complete. 27 of them have been put on hold by the ministry, because for them it was just clearing of the site. Aside that, those that were in the hinterland And then we saw that they cannot be used because it was a day school. So where they were located had a problem. An example is Etuem in the is it central region. The school was reopened, but in some few months, the student left the school. So beautiful edifice in places that commuting to the school has become very difficult. It's either you provide a bus to bus them in and then bring them out if you want to operate a day school, or you build facility for them. And that is exactly that we did. Eight of them have been, we've put in dormitories, some of them teacher assembly hall, teacher flats, principal bungalows, and a lot of them. And these are the projects. Facts don't lie. For the model schools, and the model school, if you look at a single model school, the infrastructure there, when you count them, one, it's more like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's a very huge edifice, and it has hostel facilities. It has dormitories. It has whatever to complement a school. So this was the approach that we use, completing the ongoing projects that we can doing new projects, and then setting up a complete school. Because if you have to set up a complete school, it takes you number of years for you to finish. So we use this three approach, and we're able to achieve what we've achieved today. And we move on to the TVET Center, supporting tertiary education too. Four of the TVET centers, two completed, two about completion, almost completed. So all the four before December will be completed. One thing about the TVET Center is that it is built in such a way that a locality that it is situated in will have a use for it. So for instance, when you go to the one at Enyinem, for the first time at a secondary school level, technical TVET level, they teach them how to do food processing. And something that is new, even in our curriculum system. Jewelry making is taught in some of the models. The normal carpentry, electrical, dressmaking, you know, are all part of what is in the system. So this is the TVET program. Now I leave you to some of the projects that we've done. The secondary school project, that can be fast. Dormitory blocks, that can also be fast. And now, what do we do with the ongoing projects? Because that is the big headache that at the fund we are facing. Little money, more projects in the bush. So we have to find a way so that we complete those projects. Currently, like I said, 3,596. The breakdown is what we have there. Basic 1,890, SHS 1,303, model school 7, E blocks 64, TVET 3, tertiary 303. The first thing that we are saying, and that seeks to help in trying to make sure that these ongoing projects are completed within record time, is, and I would like to announce this, that all contractors own the IPC, that we own contractors. This year, the 2024 budget will bring every contractor that we own up to December 2023 will clear all arrears. It is part of the budget that has been approved from us. I came and then met arrears that went as far back as 2013. It kept on coming. But by this arrangement, by the time that I leave GetFund, will be in the current year. And that is what we're doing. So, don't be contractors saying that, oh, GetFund, they are owing me, GetFund, they are owing me. We'll be in the current year, and every contractor that works to GetFund and they bring the certificate in that current year, we'll pay the contractor. So we will not be piling arrears. And that is one step that we're going to do. The second thing is, all the ongoing projects, we have a three-year plan. And for that three-year plan, which we started this year, in the third year, we hope to achieve about, that is project zero. So what we're saying is that we are not going to owe contractors in arrears, and we are also going to make sure that in the 3 year we have a plan to complete all ongoing projects. If we get 80% success, so the 3 year completion plan, there is a roadmap and there is a financing associated with it. So this year, 60% or more of our budget was just chalked for completion of projects and then arrears. It was basically on projects. The project completion model was tabled at Parliament, which they all saw that it was very wise. And I tell you that contractors are businessmen. Let us not forget about that. If they are built and they find out that at the end they will lose, they will leave the job. Even though they've taken it, they will leave it. So, what we are saying right now is, and we started it this year, we want to make it economically viable for them to also work. So, all of them, we are revising the rate. And the project completion model takes into account the amount of money that we should need within these 3 years, so that projects that are stalled will be things of the past. Anybody who comes to get fund, if you go by this plan, and then you make sure that every project that you do, you have budgetary allocation for it, there won't be that story again. So, the 0.9 that I'm saying that we owe in, and I've already said that we're going to do that, 80% completion. The total amount to complete this project is 6.1 billion Ghana cedis. GetFund has not been in the built industry alone. And for the educational sector, we do a lot of support. For the teacher first policy, I'm going to talk about it. The support to the agency and its ministry, education sector support, and then quality education improvement support. We've already seen these buses. 2,718 vehicles between 2017 to date. We've given it out. It is your money. It is your money, it's also your money, and that is how judiciously we've used your money. So now, I remember when I was in secondary school, we had this thing that they called the Boika, and that was what we were commuting. That wooden choloi, that's what we were using. But now, you can sit in the comfort of your cars, the buses, air conditioning, donated by GetFund. Give a clap to GetFund. The district directors are not left out. Now you can see somebody with Trust 7, not a front, with a driver, Get Fund, donated by Get Fund. Circuit supervisors were not left out. They gave them motors for them to commute. And then the directors of education, they had a V6 Toyota, Toyota Prado. All of them were given these buses. Yeah. I always tell people that I was a teacher. When it a soft spot for them. So Get Fund, since 2018, became the headline sponsors for the teacher education. And I don't know if a lot of you know that the one teacher, one laptop, 360,000 paid for by Get Fund. That is the laptop. One thing that also people are not aware is this white marker board that we did. In the secondary school sector, we've changed every blackboard into whiteboards. Currently, there are 5 regions that are moving from blackboards. We've already changed blackboards into whiteboard. You know that the blackboard, that black thing that he put in, that battery cell, is a cancer causing agent. It's a cancer causative agent. And we're making sure that we give our students, the people, something very dignified. So that is what is ongoing, and we hope to continue it next year. Some also receive the interactive boards. So your money is being used quite reasonably. There are a lot of laboratories that we've also changed, not the old laboratories. And for the students, I don't know if you've gotten yours. The one student, one laptop. One student, one tablet. You haven't received yours? You are not part. It's here that I have to. Because Get Fund, not the secondary school, but we did it in the secondary school. An agency under the ministry, the support that we've given them, just over 2 years, we've been we are the headline sponsors, and aside that, there's something that when I get to scholarship, that is my second segment, We do something for the teacher prize, and I'll mention it there. But I think we give the highest amount of money for the Ghana teacher prize. Now, King Interventions, an initiative. We've already talked about the infrastructure audit, the measures that we put at post, the establishment of the monitoring nationwide, the monitoring units, funding capacity improvement initiative. We'll talk about that. So in 2017, when we came, these were some of the drastic measures that we put in. To put on hold all awards and reviews that sanitize the system, because hitherto, thus, the district assembly, the regional coordinating councils were awarding contracts at the blind side of Get Fund. So we had to put some sanity into that. And we also came up with cost rationalization of projects. If it is a 6-unit classroom block, we had to redesign it and then make sure that we get money, value for money, in the design process, and we had to do a redesigning engineering. Now, the projects department, which used to be just purposely vetting of certificate, move on to the taking due diligence, where you have to get the contract document before you'll be able to vet. Before that, you can bring your IPC and then they vet it. IPC is interim payment certificate, the one that contractors bring to you and then you claim. It has to get a historical background. If you don't have that history, pay the contract. You can pay and then think that the values on it are okay. So we have to institute that more due diligence of certificate vetting. And I can tell you that there are certificates that are at the project department that hasn't been paid for, and it is still sitting there. No contract document. There isn't anything to support it. Hitherto, it would have gone through and then payment would have been done. But this due diligence has saved us for the fund. And then the securitization of the loan facility, I don't want to bore you about, because I've explained why you have to go onto the bond market and then borrow. I hear some people saying that GetFund has been collateralized, which I say no. I can announce to you here that there is no assignment of our receivables towards that bond alone. GetFund has been relieved of that securitization. So we don't assign any money for that securitization. That was a very smart borrowing. We started with it and we've ended with it. More controls at the new project award, and then there were other measures that we put on, we were able to put into place in order not to affect the fund. Now, our digitalization drive is where I'm coming to. That's the big thing about this whole thing that we're doing here, the digital transformation. So, Before 2017 and then even thereafter, everything was based on paper, payment of contractor, award of contract, everything was based on paper. We've now introduced the activity tracking project monetary evaluation system, and this is the game changer. So, for any contractor or any person or any awarding agency to be able to do a Get Fund project, he has to get a financial clearance. And this financial clearance will be generated on a portal. So it means that no awarding body, be it the university, be it the regional coordinating council, be it the assembly, whatever, the awarding. If you don't get financial clearance from Get Fund, you cannot award. You see how you are using your money? Very judiciously. So that is the starting point. Now, because Get Fund, we don't involve ourselves in procurement, what we are saying is that go ahead and do